to bond well with your family, to be a good teammate, to be a good daughter or son, even a good parent or a good lover. That requires constant communication and never veer from the truth that your partner is not you. Your partner may not react the same way that you do. So stay tuned to this episode so that you can find out yours and other people's love language. Hi Tiger, I'm Scuds. Welcome to So Odd with Scuds, the podcast. I believe me time session is having self-care activities when you're alone. What do you do when you're alone? You don't have to beat yourself up. Your journey to being yourself makes you more compassionate and more understanding how love and life is important because you made yourself important. This episode is called The Five Love Language. Let's begin, Tiger. Being alone is something a lot of dating coaches happen to talk about. It may surprise you, but a lot of people like to be single. When they finally get into a relationship, some even have the audacity to say, "I wish I was single again," or at least, "How can I survive now since this person is most of the time with me for life?" That mentality is gonna change after you realize this is getting used to appreciating love and communicating your love language while you're still single or having time alone. And according to Dr. Gary Chapman, by loving others, that is the fastest way to receive love back. He introduced in his bestseller book, The Five Love Languages. So there are 1, acts of service, 2, quality time, 3, words of affirmation, 4, gifts, and 5, physical touch. And note to all of us, our love language is scored from highest to lowest, and it's different for everyone. So even if you're for gift and that's your love language, that doesn't mean you'll be reciprocated back with gifts because you didn't tell them. I heard many people saying, like, "Why are people so stupid? Like, why can't I get what I want? Like, why can't they just tell me? Like, Scuds, they are so confusing. Like, why do I always have to tell them that that's what I want?" That's not how the real world works. Things will always change, Tiger. In relationships, you don't only make an effort when things are good. You also talk and can be there for your loved ones when things are bad. And real love is when you're able to teach a person how to love you. No one aspires to fail. So even in your relationship, you have fights. It doesn't mean to say you have to quit. You have to work it out. I'll mention all the 5 love languages with examples for self-care too. The first love language, 1, is words of affirmation. Often words of affirmation people, and you can identify them because they like verbal and written compliments, unexpected praise, and recognition. A way for you to have me time sessions with these people is by self-talk, or you give them time for journaling and having things to write down. Also, they like keeping notes from others, like fan mails and good books that kindles their faith or spirit. One of the things that you will notice that they love to do is writing like top 10 blessings, gratitude journals, and they also like to rehearse what they will say to other people. They are very good public speakers. Giving affirmation to others, even when you're not going to get any benefits from it, can feel good, and you know it. But you can also be sensitive to criticism. Hear my tone of voice? If I sound that I'm mad at you, expect that a words of affirmation person will react badly and think I'm rude. Especially with anger, hurt, and pain from the ones who criticizes you, a way for you to stay positive is to listen to their concerns. Paraphrase and summarize what they told you, and not just your point of view, but their point of view as well. Paraphrase and summarize what they said. Label or share the feeling that they told you. For example, if you got into a fight with someone because of money, let's just take it for an example. You can say, "So far, you've mentioned to me that I'm spending too much of my money. You think I lose all my money soon. As a result, you feel not heard because I keep doing it." You want them to say, "Yeah, that's right." And if they're still mad, or you are mad, I mean, Tiger, tell them, "Let's talk about this next time. Give me some time to think. I want you to really hint, okay? I said," paraphrase and summarize what they said, and not just your feelings, but what they said, because you want them to feel like you listened. When you progress in your communication skills, your voice can uplift others in the room. Now, words of affirmation people are good at tracking down suggestions, notes, and like to work in team settings where you appreciate their effort and also everyone else. So most me time sessions will definitely work for you in this show, especially if you choose to reflect and write things down. Number two is physical touch. Physical touch people like visual expressions and using their senses. A lot of people think this is only receiving high fives, hugs, and kissing, but really using your senses to feel things. A lot of people think it's embarrassing, but it's actually called consent. If you are for physical touch, you also want physically to see improvements in your body. You want to see people smile. You want to see them laugh and have dozens of reactions in their faces. Like, some of them can do pranks, honestly, that can be annoying for some. But a lot of physical touch people feel embarrassed. But you really feel publicly that you want to receive affection. PDA, not PDA mo, get a room. You know, in my language, it's like, "Oh no, why are you having public display of affection?" And people think it's only mani pedis, like a massage, that works for physical touch. But it's actually looking good and feeling good in their bodies that works. That's physical touch people are good and finding signs of body language. These people like to be aware of their body. So they tend to observe when people look stressed. "Does this person like me back?" Like, what's their nonverbal cues? And seek exercise. They seek to go to yoga, meditation, prayer, and even pass pictures of their bodies as motivation. Also, most physical touch people I know are really good about nutrition, or like they know a thing or two about diets and exercise because they're so used to training themselves like an athlete. You know, they like to have a little discipline and it doesn't hurt them. So if you're with someone who's into physical touch, randomly touching them or cooking with them like 30 minutes per day means that you love them. It could also be through their sense of imagination that they would feel like you also touch them, but in their imagination. So it's all right if you ask them for a hug, kiss, or hold hands. You have to practice daily habits and you can get better at physical touch.
Before we continue, if you haven't yet, Tiger, we'd like to invite you to click the subscribe button on So Odd with Scuds in your favorite music app. Every Wednesday, we'll have more episodes and surprises for you to roar your inner voice.
The next episode has a bonus gift on what question a dating or relationship coach will ask you when you're about to choose your partner. Also, the link to the 5 love language test is in the episode show notes below.
Let's get back to the episode.
Number 3 is acts of service. My mom is an acts of service person. So when I mean cleaning and decluttering rooms, she really takes that seriously. She loves to also buy room organizers like plants, closets, more cabinets, more flowers, more bed sheets with flowers. Just because she wants it to be her space. You know, she spends her mornings planning her schedule and then she lies down in bed like a bear. I love my mom, but when she finally gets to work, she likes to work. She can't relax and always lying down and not making money. The number one thing acts of service people hate is when you say something, but you don't do it. So they can empathize with you, but they really like to give also suggestions on how to improve your life. It might sound like nagging or unsolicited advice, but for them, it's volunteering their time to help you. Sometimes they feel like a doormat though, because they keep giving, but it's okay for them to receive less. They just want to be paid attention and know that they're not working alone. So you need to lessen their load by being a team player and doing chores. You also preparing the materials and you constantly communicate with them. They really like schedules and routine. I'm sure their favorite words are task done, work complete, and let's celebrate because I have finished everything now. You know, in the end of the day, they feel so relaxed when they are so tired from being productive. It's the best gift if you could give them a robot vacuum, app schedulers, and prepared food. Their environment is either minimalist or their environment is like my mom, full of decorations. So if you tell them, hey, the food is ready, they will jump with joy. My God, I can lie down more. Because now they can use their energy to prioritize a lot of stuff. Number 4 is gifts. It doesn't mean though, if you're a gift person, that you buy and shop right away. I've seen a lot of coaches mentioning like, go and buy this and go and buy that. Just keep shopping. Actually, if you're for gifts, you invest your money wisely. A lot of gifts people I know, and I'm not generalizing them, but I am generalizing the good ones. I mean, they don't like to spend on cheap things. They spend it on expensive stuff. So when they sell, they can still sell it again in an adequate price. I'm seeing so many coaches mentioning like, gifts people should purchase, shop, and buy more, and you should give them more gifts. No. Gifts people like to invest in stuff, so they know themselves and usually also memorize the small details of what they're buying. Sometimes if they want a gift from you, they already have a wish list. Okay, so this is my wish list. You can buy one specific item from my wish list, like specs of car. They will still remember it. They may not remember the price tag, but they know it's expensive or they have a collection of stuff already. they also want to be known for their achievements and not just for gifts. It's from trophies, grades, and results because they expect money if they do well in their task. So again, it's that investment part. Let's not make it special, right? Like a birthday. But these people really need to be sensitive when it comes to relationships and customer service because they can be good in giving quality products, but they can also be easily tired, run out of patience when it comes to entertaining people that's not related to work. Because of their demands to make everything always quality, branded, and like appealing to their own standards, their symbol of love can give quality products, but may forget that doesn't apply to your private life, to thinking your self-worth are material goods. So a way for you to have me time is by making really independent decisions. It may mean spending money to hire people and volunteering, giving to nonprofit organizations, but these people can easily really be good in the service or products that they are doing. That they need friends, that they can just help them out and relax and really talk about other things other than work. And not because you have money. When you get to learn that gifts people is their interests, their investments, and great skills, you don't need to keep giving them money as gifts. But you can share your intellect, your tips, your service, buying them products, and even exposure to services for their next investment plan because they really want to make money on their own. So, last number is 5, and that's quality time. I'm a quality time myself, Tiger. For quality time people, observation and wisdom are key. While words of affirmation is like listening to words and value talks, quality time doesn't like rumors or gossip. Usually, they rather not even want to be in social media. Even if people say that about you or you post quotes, doesn't mean that that's what we observe. Once we get to know you, we take our time. Often, quality time people are called old souls or grandpas and grandmas because you can give us your schedule of when you're free and let's plan things out. Part of the memories they will always treasure are their family and friends, and it includes aimlessly talking and listening without having an agenda. These people would rather be interested in flamingos and the fact that your favorite drink may be a perverted name and then all of a sudden is therapeutic, is comedic, and just getting lost in the thought that they love being human and not being a robot. These quality time people can have a lot of self-neglecting activities like sleeping too much, gaming too much, overworking too much. Don't fret though, okay? These people have the simplest me time activities because part of them is actually figuring themselves out. No shade. But a lot of quality time people gets misunderstood. I am a quality time person myself. And knowing you can actually say no. And no is a complete sentence. And you don't need to tell people you're doing a social media detox, nature, and you know, you're being on the flow with having no phone. It's important to highlight that it's not just the act of trying. Even if these people want to keep experimenting, the fact that they can receive a voice call from you and knowing this is how you spend your day or you share something random means a lot to them already. It's as if you continue to bond with them. And ask these people if they have a bucket list, because usually they do have plans or want to make plans for the years to come. They like pictures, paintings, or something visual to remember their memories. If the entire day, a quality time person, and I mean they're not forced to, this quality time person must really like you, because most of them are aware that time is lost, but they chose to spend time with you. Aww. All of these me time self-care activities, you absolutely can try on your own. And if you notice, it's not about comfort, but communicating how you try something new, something that's easy for you to do. The best way to get love is to get to know yours and other people's love language.
Remember, you can do the bonus for your own me time session. But if this is where we part ways, thank you for spending oddly your time with me, Tiger. I'm Scuds, and you've been listening to So Odd with Scuds, the podcast. You can follow So Odd on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. This is your chance to roar your inner voice and be part of the show. Go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe. Rate and review this podcast. Your review will help the show, and we'll read out your review every new episode. Join me next week, Wednesday, for another So Odd session. Amping in my language means take care. So, Tiger, thank you for listening, and amping!